bit more general, more snappy.
How about Ankh Morpork Items? Said William. Sorry, but I'm not much good at names.
Gunilla pulled his little hod out of his apron and selected some letters from one of the cases on the table. He screwed them together, inked them, and rolled a sheet of paper over them. William read, Ankh Morpork Times.
Messed that up a bit. Wasn't paying attention, muttered Gunilla, reaching for the type.
William stopped him.
I don't know, he said. Leave it as it is. Just make it a bigger T and a smaller I.
That's it, then, said Gunilla. All done. All right, Dad? How many copies do you want?
20? 30?
How about a couple of 100?
Gunilla nodded at the dwarfs who set to work.
It's hardly worth going to press for less.
Good grief! I can't imagine there's enough people in the city that'd pay $5.
All right. Charge them half a dollar. Then it'll be $50 for us, and the same for you.
My word, really?
William stared at the beaming dwarf.
But I've still got to sell them, he said. It's not as though they're cakes in a shop. It's not like...
He sniffed. His eyes began to water.
Oh, dear, he said. We're going to have another visitor. I know that smell.
What smell? Said the dwarf.
The door creaked open. There was this to be said about the smell of foul old Ron, an odour so intense that it took on a personality of its own and fully justified the capital letter. After the initial shock, the organs of smell just gave up and shut down, as if no more able to comprehend the thing than an oyster can comprehend the ocean. After some minutes in its presence, wax would trickle out of people's ears and their hair would begin to bleach. It had developed to such a degree that it now led a semi-independent life of its own and often went to the theatre by itself or read small volumes of poetry. Ron was outclassed by his smell. Foul old Ron's hands were thrust deeply into his pockets, but from one pocket issued a length of string, or rather a great many lengths of string tied together into one length. The other end was attached to a small dog of the greyish persuasion. It was possibly a terrier. It walked with a limp, and also in a kind of oblique fashion, as though it was trying to insinuate its way through the world. It walked like a dog who has long ago learned that the world contains more thrown boots than meaty bones. It walked like a dog that was prepared at any moment to run. It looked up at William with crusted eyes and said, Woof! William felt he ought to stand up for mankind. Sorry about the smell, he said. Then he stared at the dog.
"'What's this smell you keep going on about?' said Gunilla.
The rivets on his helmet were beginning to tarnish.
"'It belongs to Mr. Ron,' said William, still giving the dog a suspicious look. "'People say it's glandular.'
He was sure he'd seen the dog before. It was always in the corner of the picture, as it were, ambling through the streets or just sitting on a corner watching the world go by.
"'What does he want?' said Gunilla. "'Do you think he wants us to print something?'
"'Shouldn't think so,' said William. He's a sort of beggar, only they won't let him in the Beggar's Guild any more.
He isn't saying anything.
Well, usually he just stands there until people give him something to go away. You've heard of things like the welcome wagon, where various neighbours and traders greet newcomers to an area?
Yes.
Well, this is the dark side.
Foul old Ron nodded and held out a hand.
That's right, Mr. Push. Don't try the blarney gobble on me, Juggins. I told them I ain't slanging the gentry, bugger it. Millennium and shrimp, dang.
A woof.
William glared at the dog again. Growl, it said. Gunilla scratched somewhere in the recesses of his beard.
One thing I already noticed about this here town, he said, is that people will buy practically anything off a man in the street.
He picked up a handful of the news sheets, still damp from the press.
Can you understand me, mister? He said. Bagger it.
Gunilla nudged William in the ribs.
Does that mean yes or no, do you think?
Probably yes.
OK. Well, see here now. If you sell these things at, 20 pence each, you can keep...
Hey, you can't sell it that cheap,
said William.
Why not?
Why? Because, anyone will be able to read it, that's why.
Good. Because that means anyone will be able to pay 20 pence, said Gunilla calmly. There's lots more poor folk than rich folk, and it's easier to get money out of them.
He grimaced at foul old Ron.
"'This may seem a strange question,' he said. "'But have you got any friends?'
"'I told them. I told them, bugger them.'